News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Residents of Denham Town have, for the most part, welcomed the declaration of their community as a zone of special operations. GIS reporter Twyla Whelan brings us this report from the Denham Town Special Zone.
The heavy presence of joint forces in Denham Town has led to a change to the pace and feel in the community. 24 hours after Denham Town was declared a special zone of operations by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, the GIS news team was greeted with strict security and, after being permitted inside, saw small clusters of residents on the street, lounging, selling, or watching a game of football. Despite what residents described as a quieter and slower-paced Denham Town, they seemed welcoming of Zoso.
You see, if it can make a difference, enough people have no problem about that. Because I remember, you know, everybody counts when it comes to life, you see it.
I don't find no fault with it because I'm not a lawless individual. But we appreciate them just to keep the thing.
No problem with it right now, but the way them do it still, them do it wrong. So I drop it in a demo town, in a Tivoli gear, that one.
I have no problem with the police and the soldier and them thing. And they do them thing and we all live our life, you see.
The soldiers and police officers present at the over 30 checkpoints in the area have been regulating and monitoring vehicles and persons coming in. Students in uniform were observed lining up at checkpoints to be cleared by members of the joint forces along with adults. Reporting for GIS News from the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations, I'm Twyla Whelan.
Minister of National Security Robert Montague is reporting that the government has invested heavily in procuring new equipment for use by the security forces in their crime-fighting efforts. Speaking last week at a press briefing to announce Denham Town as the second zone of special operations, Minister Montague said that the investment will ensure citizen safety and security not only within special zones but across the country.
We have increased the investment into the mobility and the equipment of both the Jamaica Constabulary Force as well as the Jamaica Defence Force. We have acquired some 30 vehicles specifically to be used within the zones, which include trucks, buses, pickups, jeeps and specialized vehicles, and also repaired some specialized vehicles that are required within the zones.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, is optimistic that the economy will record positive growth for 2017-18 despite a contraction in the first quarter. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, is reporting that the economy recorded negative growth of 0.1% in the April to June quarter. Speaking with journalists following the opening ceremony of the Factories Corporation of Jamaica Business and Wellness Expo last week, Minister Shaw explained that the negative growth was due to a combination of drought at the start of the calendar year and flood rains at the beginning of the fiscal year. He says this affected the agriculture and mining sectors, which recorded no growth for the review period. And Transport Minister Mike Henry says the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, board and trade unions will be moving to settle the issue of overstaffing at the company. Minister Henry says he has given a directive to the JUTC's board to work with the unions representing the employees.
It's a very sensitive but prudent economic decision that has to be made. We are dealing with the displacement of individuals who are breadwinners for families. Already there are issues running through the company as staff members consider their tenure. I have instructed the board chairman to ensure that the unions that represent these workers be called in immediately.
Minister Henry says plans are also underway to improve service at the JUTC, increase cost efficiency, and maximize operations. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.